Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department issued a terse press release on Wednesday, the text of which was simply, Humboldt Bay Fire Station 4 closed until further notice. The new fiscal year has begun, and the closing of the station is due to the fiscal year budget passed by the Eureka City Council, and the fact that the fire department cut back on the number of hours of overtime, and that means fewer on-duty firefighters, and the brownout of the station. That's not the only change that went into effect on Wednesday. At the state level, every new smartphone sold in California will now have to be equipped with a kill switch that will allow the owner to make the phone inoperable if it's stolen. Companies that perform fracking in the search for oil and gas will now need to disclose the chemicals they use, and ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft that employ amateur drivers will have to purchase additional comprehensive insurance. Employees in California will now also get at least 3 paid sick leave days per year, and a ban on the use of lead ammunition for hunting goes into effect in certain areas as well. The County Drug Task Force is investigating a suspected honey oil hash lab operation in Fields Landing that blew up in the face of its operators on Tuesday morning. There were no injuries at the residence on 2nd Street in Fields Landing, and deputies arrested two men, 41-year-old William Pound and 22-year-old David Green Cotts, who managed to escape the building safely. The sheriff's office issued photos of the extensive fire damage caused by the explosion and fire, and it highlights the extreme danger a hash lab can pose, not just to those manufacturing the hash, but to nearby neighbors and residents. Both Pound and Green Cots were booked on manufacturing charges, with bail set at $500,000 each. The southbound lanes of Highway 101 were shut down for more than 2 hours on Tuesday afternoon, and traffic had to be diverted onto the Avenue of the Giants following a three-car collision. A 17-year-old driver in a Dodge was headed southbound in the number 2 lane when, for undetermined reasons, he lost control of his vehicle, and it drifted out of the lane and into the back end of a Ford pickup parked on the shoulder. The force of the impact knocked the pickup truck into the traffic lanes, and a third vehicle, which had been about a mile behind the 17-year-old's car, hit the truck. The three vehicles ended up blocking both lanes of traffic and resulted in the closure of the highway for just over 2 hours. One person was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. A murder investigation has begun in Mendocino County. Jordan Christmas has more.
Mendocino deputies booked Covelo resident John Ross into county jail Monday night for the murder of 33-year-old Alejandro Garcia in a Refuse Road residence. Witnesses saw Ross walk into the residence and quickly fled after multiple gunshots were heard. One witness attempted to track Ross down on foot, but was deterred when Ross fired an additional round, missing the witness. Deputies found Garcia in the residence deceased with multiple gunshot wounds, and they were able to locate Ross in the area shortly after. Ross was booked for murder and assault with a firearm.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The new fiscal year began on Wednesday, but the work to improve the financial outlook of local cities is an ongoing battle. No one is more aware of that struggle than Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario. Fortuna, like other cities in the county, is faced with a structural deficit problem due to rising costs from everything from pensions to goods and services. Candelario said that his work in economic development in a city with no resources dedicated to that development is a challenge, and that he has gone outside of City Hall to find answers.
Well, I call it the consortium to create 500 jobs. And we're pretty close to being halfway there. It's a long-term perspective, though, but I went out with some people in education, people in economic development, people in the banking industry, and to try and provide readiness for Fortuna and trying to put together programming that we can say yes to those projects that come through and those potential developers that want to come in and create jobs.
In addition to attracting new businesses and developments, Candelario said that increasing the number of events in the city is another way to generate revenue.
I think that's what cities are looking for. They want that. They've recognized that you know, the events and the, you know, the ancillary benefits of those in terms of the TOT, people staying overnight, you know, the increased sales tax because they're going to have to eat somewhere. They might go buy something. They might do a little shopping. That's now a value, you know, that's very well recognized by communities and definitely by city councils.
Fortuna is not alone. Local governments are all looking for ways to decrease costs and increase revenues in order to maintain basic public services. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.